Gracias al Señor por estar aquí hoy día.
Thank the Lord that we are here.
I'm trusting his son, translate good.
He said he's trusting me.
It's in English.
De verdad, estoy muy contento por estar aquí hoy día.
He said I'm very content to be here.
Porque yo, este es el lugar más al norte que yo he estado en la Tierra.
He said I've never been on planet Earth this far north.
Good. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Yo quiero animarle hoy día.
I want to encourage you today.
Porque Dios es maravilloso.
Because God is marvelous.
A pesar de todo lo que pasa en la vida.
In spite of all of the things that happen to us in this life.
Dios siempre está comunicándose con nosotros.
The Lord is always speaking to us.
Pero a veces estamos tan ocupados.
You know what? I think you should be signing. Sí, haz la cosa tuya.
Okay.
He's going to be signing because, you know, he speaks with his mouth, with his hands, with his face. This guy is great. Okay.
When I speak in sign language in English, you follow me and translate.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yo, cuando Dios está hablando a nosotros.
When God is speaking to us.
Normalmente estamos muy ocupados.
Normally, we are very busy.
Y no logramos ver cosas específicas en nuestras vidas.
And we don't manage to see the specific things that he's doing in our lives.
Porque normalmente estamos pensando que Dios va a hacer algo fantástico para hablarnos.
Because he's thinking it's going to be a fantastic experience if God is speaking to us.
Yo tengo tres marcas muy profundas en mi vida.
I have three marks very deep that God has made in my life.
La primera, cuando yo tenía 6 años de edad.
First of all, when I was 6 years old,
mi mamá estaba muy enferma.
My mother was very ill. She was at the point of death.
Mi papá y una vecina la llevaron al hospital.
My father and a neighbor took her to the hospital.
Cuando mi papá regresó, venía solo. Mi mamá no estaba.
He said, when my father returned home, he was alone. My mother was not with him.
Yo le pregunté, ¿y mi mamá dónde está?
Where's my mother?
Entonces, él dijo, ella está muy enferma y es posible que ella pueda ir al cielo.
He said, she is very ill and it's very possible she's going to heaven.
Y yo le dije, ¿para qué ella va a ir al cielo si tengo dos hermanos más que necesitamos de la mamá?
He said, why would she go to heaven if we need her?
Y mi papá, muy amablemente, me dijo con mucho cariño, si ella se va al cielo, nosotros podemos verla otra vez.
He said, if mother goes to heaven, we're going to be able to see her again.
Y yo estaba muy triste.
I was very sad.
Entonces, él me habló del plan de la salvación.
So my father spoke to me of the plan of salvation.
Y yo entendí con 6 años de edad que yo era un pecador.
At 6 years old, I understood I was a sinner.
Y ese día no solo recibí la salvación.
Not only did I receive salvation that day.
Y yo recibí las promesas del Señor.
But I received God's promise.
Y una de las promesas que yo recibí era que si yo oraba con fe, Dios podía escuchar mi oración.
He said, and one of the things I learned, one of the promises, is if I would pray to the Father, he would answer my prayers.
Después que yo recibí a Cristo en mi corazón.
Afterwards, I received Christ, after I had received Christ in my heart.
Yo le dije a Dios, por favor, yo te doy mi vida completamente a tu servicio si tú salvas a mi mamá.
He said, Lord, if you save my mother, I will dedicate my life to your service.
Yo tenía solo 6 años de edad.
I was only 6 years old.
También ese año fue el año del golpe militar en Chile.
Also, it was the year in Chile of the overthrow of the government.
Este muy terrible tiempo.
It was a very, very bad time.
Entonces, esa fue la primera marca porque mi mamá se salvó.
So this was the first mark that God made upon my life that he saved my mother.
Yo recibí a Cristo, Dios respondió mi oración.
And I had received Christ and God responded to my prayer.
Mi segunda marca,
the second mark that God made,
cuando yo tenía 11 años de edad,
when I was 11 years old,
yo ya tenía este tamaño.
I was the same height. that I am now.
This, no, this.
And says, yes, height, not this way.
My word, this is universal.
He said, that's universal.
Isn't silent, but ha, 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 ha. Pobre cheater. ¿Dónde está la hermana que habla lengua de señas? Allá está. Bueno, cuando yo fui al hospital acompañando al pastor a un hospital de cáncer.
When I went to the cancer hospital, I was accompanying a pastor.
Y visitamos una hermana que ya ella murió, está en la presencia del Señor.
And we visited a sister who later died.
Y cuando salimos de la habitación,
when we went out of her room,
vamos caminando por el pasillo,
we were walking through the hallway,
y pasamos al frente de una habitación,
and we came to another room.
Y una mujer dice, ¡Hey, venga, venga, venga!
And another woman said, come, 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 come.
Y yo dije, ¿yo?
And I said, me?
Dice, sí, 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 tú.
She said, yes, you, you.
Entonces, yo entré en la habitación,
so I entered the room
con esta misma Biblia,
with the same Bible.
That's a very old book.
A very old.
True.
He's much older.
He's more. yo cuando me acerqué, yo me di cuenta que era una mujer gitana.
When I drew near to the woman, I realized she was a midget. Is that the word in English?
Gypsy.
Is it? Midget?
Gypsy.
Yeah. Gypsy.
Gypsy.
Mm-hmm. Gypsy. But Enana. Enana?
No. Gypsy.
Okay, she was a gypsy. She wasn't a midget.
Gypsy. Entonces, yo tenía un poco de miedo porque ellos siempre dicen que roban niños y montones de historias.
Yeah, he said, the rumors circulating this class of people are bad, and I was a little concerned just drawing near to her. But she was very kind, and she asked, what do you have in your hand?
¿Es una Biblia?
It's a Bible.
Sí, es una Biblia. Yeah, sí, es
yeah.
Una Biblia.
Yes, it's a Bible.
Entonces dice, háblame de tu Jesús.
Well, tell me about Jesus.
Entonces, yo miré al pastor para que él hablara con ella.
I looked at the pastor waiting for him to explain about Jesus.
Ella dijo, no, tú.
She said, no, you explain about Jesus.
Entonces, yo con mucho nervio le expliqué el plan de salvación.
So I was very, very nervous, but I talked about the plan of salvation.
Ella recibió al Señor.
And she received Christ.
Y yo estaba tan contento.
And I was so content.
Era mi primera persona para
that, was
recibir a Cristo.
That was the first person I was able to lead to Christ.
Yo me fui contento a mi casa.
So I went home very content.
El siguiente día,
and the following day,
yo regresé porque estaba muy happy.
I went back.
Cuando llegué, la habitación estaba vacía.
He said, when I went back, the room was empty.
Entonces, yo pregunté a la enfermera, y dice, hey, ¿dónde está la mujer que estaba aquí ayer?
So I asked the nurse, where is the woman that was here yesterday?
Ella dijo, ¿tú eres familiar?
And she said, are you a family member?
Y yo pensé, ella es mi hermana en Cristo, sí.
He said, oh, I was thinking she's my sister in Christ. Yes!
Survivor time, you know. Y en ese tiempo, y ella dijo, oh, 2 horas después que tú fuiste.
He said, 2 hours after you left yesterday.
Ella murió.
She died.
Entonces, yo dije, ah.
So I thought,
entonces, wow. Ese fue una marca increíble en mi vida.
So God used this to mark my life in an incredible manner.
¿Tú hablas de Cristo?
You speak of Christ.
Hay un milagro atrás.
There is a miracle behind all of this.
No tiene que ver contigo.
It doesn't have anything to do with you.
Con lo que haces,
what you do.
Con lo que piensas,
what you think.
Con lo que esperas,
what you wait for.
Tiene que ver con la fe.
It has to do with faith.
Yo era un niño.
I was a child.
Y tenía un tremendo pastor al lado.
And I had a tremendous pastor with me.
Pero Dios dijo que yo era el que tenía que hablar.
But God said, you are the one who needs to speak.
Cuando yo tengo 14 años,
when I was 14 years old,
yo comencé a estudiar en un seminario bíblico.
I began to study in a Bible institute.
Cuando yo tengo 17 años, yo me gradué de ese seminario.
I graduated from this institute when I was 17 years old.
Como misionero.
As a missionary.
Porque esa era la pasión de mi vida,
and this has always been my passion to be a missionary.
Yo quería viajar por todos los países,
I wanted to travel the world.
Conocer a las personas,
and to know people.
Y llegar a la península.
And he said, now he's here in the UP to meet all you Upers.
Yo fui misionero en Perú, en Ecuador.
Listen, he's been in Peru and Ecuador. You can understand this, right?
In Colombia.
In Colombia.
Very young, muy joven.
He was very young.
Y yo fui por fe. No creíamos con plata. Era solo tú crees y va.
He said, I didn't have any money. I just believed and I went.
Y cuando yo estaba en Colombia.
When I was in Colombia.
En la selva amazónica.
In the Amazon jungle.
Yo entré al lugar y entendí que había una mujer sorda.
So I entered there and I understood from what they were saying that there was a woman, a deaf woman there.
Entonces yo quería hablar con ella.
So I wanted to speak to her.
Pero yo no sabía cómo.
But I didn't know how.
Entonces, como todos nosotros, cuando vemos una necesidad.
He said, when all of us, when we see a need.
Decimos, después voy a hablar con ella.
He said, afterwards I'm going to speak with her.
Pasó un tiempito.
He said, a little time passed.
Y yo tenía que irme de ese lugar.
And I had to leave this place.
Y yo recordé, la mujer sorda.
And I remembered, the deaf woman.
Y yo me sentí tan culpable.
So I felt guilty because I wasn't able to speak to her.
Entonces,
he didn't say that, but.
Yo no podía dormir esa noche.
So I wasn't able to sleep that night.
Atormentado, voy a salir de ahí y no hice nada por ella.
I was just in mental torture.
Yo tuve el tiempo para hacerlo.
I had time to do it.
Es igual ahora.
It's the same now.
Usted tiene tiempo para
you have time to do it now. You do.
Pero no estamos haciendo nada.
But we're not doing anything.
Es más fácil acostumbrarse a las sillas vacías.
Yeah, he said it's just easy for us to get used to the empty seats.
Y me levanté muy temprano en la mañana.
He said, I got up very early in the morning.
Muy desesperado.
And I was like just very, very concerned.
Entonces, yo hice un cuadro en el suelo.
I drew a square in the dirt.
Y yo dibujé lo que yo pensé que era el plan de la salvación.
He said, I drew what I considered was a plan of salvation.
Y yo llamé a la mujer.
And then I called the woman.
Y yo traté de explicarle que era Dios.
And I was trying to explain to her that there is a God.
Que Jesús había venido,
and that Jesus has come.
Que había nacido de María,
and he was born, virgin birth.
Y que él había venido, él había muerto, and había resucitado,
that he had died and he had been raised from the dead.
Y que él había pagado la deuda de pecado que ella tenía.
And he paid the debt of this woman for her sin.
Y que ella tenía que darle permiso para que él entrara en su corazón.
And she had to give the Lord authority, the permission to enter into her life.
Yo no sé.
I did not know
si ella entendió algo.
If she understood anything.
Yo no sé si ella va a estar en el cielo cuando entremos.
I don't know if she is in heaven or not.
Pero ese día,
but this day,
Dios cambió mi vida completamente.
God changed my life completely.
Porque la persona que más entendió de ese dibujo,
because the person who understood more about this drawing,
no fue la sorda.
It wasn't the deaf lady.
Fui yo.
It was me.
Yo volví a mi país,
I returned home.
Y empecé a descubrir que la lengua no era universal.
And I began to realize that the sign language is not universal.
Y que en Chile no había nada para los sordos.
And in my country, in Chile, there was no ministry to the deaf.
¿Y sabe usted que la Organización Mundial de la Salud?
He said the World Health Organization.
Dice que hay 360 millones de personas sordas en el mundo.
He said there's 370 million deaf, according to the World Health Organization, in the world.
El 90
90% of them,
no sabe nada,
they don't know anything
del
about the the gospel nor the Bible.
Y que Jesús murió en la cruz por ellos.
And that Jesus died on the cross for them.
Este es un número muy grande.
This is a huge number.
El 90% de la familia de los sordos,
and 90% of the families of these deaf people worldwide,
no habla lenguaje de señas.
They do not know sign language to communicate with their own children.
Entonces, los sordos no tienen las motivaciones emocionales tempranas en su vida.
So they don't have the emotional support starting from a tender age in their own lives.
No amor, no cariño.
There's no love, there's no affection.
No instrucciones.
There's nothing concerning instructions.
Entonces,
about life.
Personas sordas crecen solas.
So they kind of raise themselves.
Y la educación no está tampoco.
There isn't any education for them.
Entonces, cuando, y no tienen trabajo.
They don't have work.
Y si no tienen trabajo, no tienen plata.
And if they don't have work, they don't have money.
Entonces, es una vida de bastante sufrimiento.
So it's really a life of suffering.
Y por años los han obligado, amarrando sus manos muchas veces, para que ellos aprendan a hablar.
Yeah, he said, so that they sometimes they tie their hands together to force them to speak.
Y sabe, ellos ignoran la cultura de las personas sordas.
And so they're completely ignorant of the culture of those who cannot hear.
Y un día, estudiando la Biblia,
one day studying the Bible,
en Marco, capítulo siete,
in Mark chapter 7,
versículo 31,
verse 31,
dice la Biblia que le trajeron un sordo.
They said, bring this deaf person.
Y le pidieron que le tocara para que fuera sano.
And they asked the Lord to touch the person to heal him.
Pero el Señor Jesucristo,
but the Lord Jesus,
no lo tocó.
Did not touch him.
Hizo algo bien impresionante.
He did something very impressionable. Charlie. Carlos.
Very nice to meet you.
You are nervous?
Yes, sir.
He's very honest.
Pero en un poquito tiempo voy a explicarte qué hizo Jesús.
He said, in just a few moments, I'm going to explain what Jesus did.
Vamos a pensar que él es el sordo de la vida.
He said, let's pretend he's the deaf.
Él está en su mundo.
He is in his own world.
Y la, Jesús está hablando.
And Jesus is speaking.
Entonces, hay dos o tres personas ahí.
There are two or three people there.
Emocionado por escuchar a Jesús.
And they're anxious to hear Jesus.
Entonces, uno de ellos dice, oye, hay un sordo allá.
And one of them said, there's a deaf person there.
Vamos a buscarlo.
Let's get him. Let's find him.
Fueron donde estaba el sordo.
So they went to where the deaf person was.
Él estaba muy feliz en su vida.
And the deaf person was very content.
Y si hoy día no hablamos en lengua de señas, yo pienso que en ese tiempo tampoco.
He said, if we don't speak sign language today, probably in that time they didn't either.
Entonces, los amigos solo lo tomaron.
So his friends just said, okay, here he is.
Y este sordo, cuando vio la multitud,
he said, this deaf person, when he saw the multitude,
se desesperó.
He was saying, what's going on?
Quizá cuántas personas vio que las mataron una multitud.
They mataron.
Sí, de lapidar.
Oh, he said, maybe how many of those people would want to kill me?
Entonces, él pensó, ¿qué yo hice?
He said, what did I do?
Entonces, llegan al frente de Jesús.
So here he is in front of Jesus.
I don't do that too well.
Yeah, you are very famous right now.
It's so cute.
Okay, Charlie, don't worry. It's amazing.
You should see what happened to the last guy, Charlie. But don't worry. Don't worry.
Entonces, le dicen a Jesús, hey, Jesús, please, puede tocar a él, es sordo.
He said, Jesus, he's deaf, can you touch him?
Entonces, pero Jesús no tocó a él.
Jesus, no, he did not touch him.
Y este, me encanta esta parte de la
He said, I love this part of the scriptures.
Dice que Jesús, la primera cosa que hizo,
he said, the first thing Jesus did,
es separó la multitud.
He got the crowd back.
Entonces, el sordo estaba nervioso.
This guy was nervous, just like Charlie.
Y Jesús dijo, cálmate.
Jesus said, be calm, relax.
La segunda cosa que hizo,
the second thing he did,
es que puso sus dedos,
he put his fingers in his ears.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Y la tercera cosa que hizo,
the third thing he did, he spit on his finger.
Y puso su lengua.
You don't have to do this. Oh.
¿Por qué hizo eso el Señor?
Why would he do that?
Y en la cuarta cosa,
and the fourth thing he did,
él, bueno, antes de eso,
before this,
¿por qué escupió en el dedo?
Why did he spit in his finger?
¿Sabe que en nuestros países, cuando los niños se caen,
he said, you know, in our country, when the children fall,
la mamá dice, ¿qué pasó?
The mother says, what happened?
He said, ay, me pegué aquí.
Oh.
Y la mamá dice,
and the mother, yeah, she gives a little kiss, you know. And this is universal.
Toda la gente hace eso.
Everyone does this.
Cuando te golpeas en algo,
yeah, if you.
Y pones eso allá.
Yeah, it's okay.
Interesante.
Very interesting.
Jesús le dijo, ¿estás sordo?
He said, what did he do?
Y no puedes hablar, pero necesitas alivio.
He said he needed relief.
Entonces, cuando el sordo ya está más calmado,
he said, when the deaf person was more calm,
dice que Jesús tomó a él y miró al cielo,
Jesus looked up at the heavens,
y la palabra específica es que Jesús gimió.
It says he groaned.
Yo sé que en el inglés no es muy exacto.
He said, I know in English it's not the same.
Pero en el griego,
but in Greek,
la idea es que él puso todo el sufrimiento de ese sordo en su rostro.
He said he put all of the suffering of the deaf guy expressed in his face.
Pero miró arriba.
But he was looking above.
Porque Dios no puede hacer un milagro.
Because Jesus, God is not able to do a miracle.
Si la persona no reconoce que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios.
Unless the person recognizes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Entonces, la primera cosa, separó la gente.
So the first thing he did, get the crowd back.
Porque la seña era, es entre tú y yo.
He said, because it's between you and me.
Después,
or the Lord and you.
La necesidad.
Second thing, he focused on the need. Put his fingers in his ears.
La tercera, le dijo, voy a aliviarte.
The third thing is, I'm going to help you with this.
Pero la más importante, hermanos.
But the most important thing, he looked above
y gimió.
And he groaned within himself.
Más o menos así.
More or less. Yeah, you got the picture.
Oh. Eso fue profundo.
That was very profound what Jesus did.
El sordo necesitaba saber el mensaje de salvación.
And the deaf guy needed to understand, to hear the plan of salvation.
Todo eso se lo dijo con su cara.
Jesus expressed all of this with his facial gesture.
Y le dijo que venía de arriba.
And he said, this comes from above.
Cuando el sordo entendió eso,
when the deaf guy understood this,
Jesús dijo, Ephata. Jesús dijo la palabra Ephata.
Ephata. This is the word that he said. Jesus said, Ephata.
Que significa, sean abiertos.
That your hearing might be open.
Y en ese momento, el sordo podía escuchar y podía hablar.
And this moment, he could both hear and speak. Thank you, sir. It'll hurt just a little bit later on, but no.
Esa es la razón de mi vida.
This is the reason for my life.
No, no recuerdes mi rostro.
If you don't remember my face,
pero recuerda que el Señor
remember that
tiene,
the Lord,
tiene un plan contigo.
He has a plan for you.
No importa quién seas.
It doesn't matter who you are.
No importa si estás viejo.
It doesn't matter if you're young, old,
lo que sea.
Whoever.
Enfermo.
Whether you're sick,
no importa.
It doesn't matter.
Es la obra de Dios.
It's the work of God.
No es nosotros.
It's not our work.
Dios es personal.
God is personal.
Dios te entiende.
He understands you.
Él hizo que el sordo entendiera eso.
He understood that that deaf guy understood this.
Él está haciendo para que tú entiendas ahora también.
And he's speaking to you now that you might understand the same thing.
Mi pregunta es,
my question is,
¿cuánto de eso necesitas en tu vida?
How much of this do you need in your life? In spite of your circumstances, God is the best thing for you.
No tengas miedo.
Do not fear.
Solo síguelo.
Just follow Jesus.
No importa nada.
Forget the circumstances.
Cuando tú obedeces,
when you obey
y das el primer paso,
and you take the first step,
el Señor se encarga de reparar todo en tu vida.
Then He will do the rest.
Y de dar todo.
And He will give you everything that you need.
Tengo un sueño.
I have a dream.
Yo quiero preguntar a Dios.
I want to ask God
si es posible que yo estoy en la puerta del cielo.
I might be at the door to heaven.
Porque yo quiero ver cuando los sordos entran.
I want to be there when the deaf enter.
Porque el primer paso que ellos ponen en el cielo,
because the first step that they take in heaven,
su situación va a cambiar.
Their whole life situation is going to change.
Y el primer sonido que ellos van a tener,
and the first sound that they're going to hear
es la voz de Jesús.
Is the voice of Jesus.
Diciéndole, venga.
He will say, come.
Bienvenido.
Come. Welcome. This is my privilege.
¿Cuál es tu sueño?
What is your dream?
Dios te bendiga mucho.
May the God bless you real good.